there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We got a hater on staff.
Why is that?
Got a real hater.
Who's that?
Lorena.
Oh, no. Wow.
Lorena's not happy with local news lately. Let's put it that way.
What's wrong with local news?
Apparently, ask Lorena. Lorena, your thoughts?
You ever just see someone and they make you go, ugh?
Oh, man.
I think they're wonderful. So I don't know what you're...
Every time I go to the restroom, I have that reaction.
not here to judge. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates. And you know you can always find us live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The draft is later on tonight, first round of the draft. You can hear coverage of that here on Fox Sports Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern time, 5 o'clock Pacific is where you can find the draft coverage here starring LeVar Arrington coming up later on tonight. And that draft is in Detroit for the first time ever. And it's appropriate coming off their best season in a couple of decades, a team that was in the lead, potentially on their way to go to a Super Bowl, only to come up short against the 49ers. But they've got the draft later on. They're picking late in the first round, and they did announce some major moves for the franchise yesterday. Contract extension for Amon-Ra St. Brown, a four-year deal worth $120 million. They're also giving a four-year extension to Penei Sewell, their stud offensive lineman. So we've got ourselves wide receiver locked up. We've got ourselves offensive lineman locked up. Two of their marquee draft picks of the last few years who have been absolute stars for that team and a big part of their rebuild and their bounce back from all of the obscurity and depression and disgust that the fan base had for so long. But nonetheless, two big-time contracts for the Lions as they get set for the draft later on tonight. But don't listen to me and don't listen to us break this all down. There's one man who can do it all, and you know who that is.
Well, here's what I'd say is, well, then all you got to do, it's one sleep, and then you get two picks.
And now for more on this, Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, NFL contract analyst, Brayden T. Quinn.
When did we come up with the imaging for that?
What are you talking about?
I don't recall this being a thing.
What do you mean? Okay.
So one thing to keep in mind with these contract extensions, they're extensions, right? This is a new money average when you hear all this money. how the Detroit Lions are able to make Amon-Ra St. Brown the highest paid wide receiver is what you're going to see in the headlines. And that's true based on the new money, meaning what he's getting in guarantees and what he's making as an average annual value for the next 4 years after this upcoming year. But remember, he still had one more year left on his rookie deal, which is blended into this extension. But nonetheless, a great deal for a player who's been as productive as pretty much anyone since he's gotten into the NFL. And kudos to the Detroit Lions. They don't allow these sort of things to become distractions. Amon-Ra St. Brown a year away from becoming a free agent. They don't let that happen. They signed him to a record-breaking deal, at least in regards to new money average. Penei Sewell. A little bit of a surprise that this deal got done only because he was a first-round pick. Technically had a fifth-year option still available to him. He's played 3 years now. Getting him done a little early, but we always know it's cheaper when you get it done early. So very similar to his four-year extension with $85 million in guarantees and $112 million total value of this contract. That's the new money. In total, with the last two remaining years on his deal, he'll make roughly around $135 billion over the next 6 years based on this contract. But a very deserving contract for a player who's been everything they'd hoped he'd be at the tackle position. And it makes all the sense in the world for the Detroit Lions team that have hit on these picks. Now they're extending these picks. The real question becomes, what now happens with Jared Goff, who's going into the final year of his contract?
Your thoughts, Mar?
I mean, I always talk about culture, and I always talk about if the team believes that they're being done right, the players believe that things are being handled properly, you'll see that in the results. And you've clearly seen a cultural shift in how things are being taken care of and being handled in Detroit. And to do these deals, just look at no further than Dallas, which is the highest, you know, supported and most popular organization. You're sitting here and you're trying to figure out, like, okay, they just extended the fifth-year deal with Micah Parsons. But it sounds like if Micah Parsons was in Detroit, they're going to give him a whole new deal. You know, it's like before he gets to the end of his contract. It just, to me, when you do these types of things, it not only impacts the player that it is that you did this deal for and you worked with to get this done, but that also gives a signal, a clear signal to the rest of your roster that my hard work and my diligence as a player on this team, as an employee of this organization, actually can pay off. It's actually something where I want to work to be able to stay here, not work to be able to go somewhere else and get more. And that's how you build camaraderie. That's how you build team. That's how you build culture. So whoever made the decision, I don't know if it's purely on Campbell or whoever it is behind the scenes that are making these decisions, but to have a happy, you know, two of your best players on your roster, I think it's curious as to why it doesn't happen more often, just as seamlessly as we just discussed it, listening to Q break it down.
I just hope this. I hope the Detroit Lions fan base, who are sitting here happy about the season they just had, the direction of the organization, these new extensions handed out to two of their marquee players with the franchise, just where everything is trending in Detroit, please don't lose your piss and vinegar, all right? The Bears are picking one overall. Boo Caleb Williams' ass until he goes back to the green room. Let people know this is your division. Stop being the doormats. Don't just be satisfied with making an appearance in an NFC title game for the first time in 200 years. Let everybody know that you're still Detroit and you still got a little bit of a red ass. All right. Dan Campbell was talking about biting kneecaps not that long ago. Start biting away again later on. That's all I'm hoping for from the fan base. Don't settle for this crap. All right. We deserve bigger things if you're a Detroit Lions fan. Get out there and make it happen.
Back to the Jared Goff question. So he's scheduled to make around, I think the cap hits like $32 million this year, but it's really closer to like somewhere in like the mid-20s is what he's going to make, which is incredibly reasonable. If you're the Detroit Lions, I would say this is probably how this is going to work. They're going to wait to see how the first, you know, couple rounds of the draft go, but really more the first round. I don't know that, and just looking at their roster, I think they could go a number of spots on defense. They could go edge rusher, they could go cornerback, they could go safety, but that's about it. I mean, this roster, especially now with the extensions of, you know, Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown, it's pretty well intact. You know, Sam Laporta is phenomenal as a tight end. Jameson Williams is on that roster. I mean, they've got players. Obviously, their backfield's fine. It comes down to the quarterback spot. And I could see if the right guy dropped to them, them staying put and taking that guy. Dan Campbell's already said that they're going to trade back if the right guy doesn't fall to them. And I think they're probably thinking more defense. But it sounds like Jared Goff and the Lions are far apart. And I'll keep going back to this. That's going to be the case when you have a deal like Daniel Jones signed with the Giants, which is now the floor for any negotiation. And as the Lions try to set up their salary cap structure moving forward for the future with players that they draft, they love, they embody what Dan Campbell wants out of his franchise, you've now got a quarterback that I think you like. I don't know that you're in love with. And I think they want to pay him for what he's done and what he's accomplished thus far. But they will still want to see more, and that number is going to have to be $45, $50 million. I mean, if you're Jared Goff, and you've taken this franchise further than any quarterback in recent history, is that not fair for you to ask for that?
Yeah.
And I think there's a thought that, hey, maybe part of it's Ben Johnson, maybe part of it's the talent around him. Whatever the case may be, he's been the quarterback who's been in that spot to deliver it. And so if the floor of it's $40 million a year, $45, $50 million, for the next 3-4 years, whatever kind of extension they sign him to, that's going to be tough to be able to keep all of this together and what they're building right now in Detroit and not have to have a few cap casualties in the future. And so that's what they're facing. And I could see them taking a quarterback. I think if the right quarterback fell to them at that late spot in the first round.
You don't think Hendon Hooker factors in? Third round draft pick last year. I know he
came off an injury, so they really didn't get a chance to evaluate him until it. I think if there's two thoughts, if they're not going to extend Goff, maybe they do feel good about what they have behind him. But at this point, it's too much of a question mark and an unknown. And regardless of how you felt about Hendon Hooker last year, if the right guy falls to you that you love this year, maybe it's worth, you know, taking and considering.
Hmm. I just like if you're. And I know Jared Goff deserves the contract and deserves the money. I can't imagine he would want to go or be a part or head anywhere else. Like, I can't imagine this is like a Kirk Cousins. Well, if they don't pay me, I'll just go elsewhere. I think it's such a perfect marriage. It was a guy who was kind of cast off in L.A. He was sort of the fall guy for them not being able to get over the hump to get to a Super Bowl. He goes to Detroit. They're trying to rebuild. I don't think anybody thought it was going to go as well as it has. Like, I can understand the argument for wanting more money, but I wonder if he looks around and goes, I want to be somewhere where I know that we're heading in the right direction and I'm the guy and I'm not going to be the fall guy at the end of this whole thing. And I wonder if his time in LA and the way that ended maybe makes him, I don't know if discount's the right word, but maybe work with them on trying to get something done to be their long term.
But they were in the right direction in LA while he was here. It's not like they were underachieving.
Yeah, he went to a Super Bowl.
They were in the right direction. So, I mean, he's really not been in a situation or a scenario where he's seen failure, where he's been a part of, like, a failing team. So he's, I mean, you're kind of speaking on him almost like he's like this sympathetic figure, but he's had success since he's been in the league. He's been on successful teams.
Can I give you guys a number that I think he wants to hurdle? Matthew Stafford's deal, I think, pays him about average annual value of about $40 million a year.
Oh,
4 years, $160 million. I think he desperately wants to get over that number. And on top of it, like even with Cousins signing this offseason, as he got to free agency, and you look at that deal, has Jared Goff not been just as good, if not better, than Kirk Cousins?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you want more? He's 29 years old. He's not as old. I mean, he'll turn 30 this year, but he's not as old as Cousins. If we're being real about it, like, he's still got a lot of good years left in him. I think that's what probably makes this a little bit difficult, is they're probably preaching to them that, not that they want to take them make a team discount, but if they want to keep all this together, they're going to have to be able to pay him a little less. But in the back of his mind, I bet he's like, yeah, I still want to make sure I make more than Matt Stafford's making.
And he should. And yeah. He should feel that way. And he should want to make more than him. I mean, listen, outside of some crazy, crazy, crazy circumstances, how does their season end this year? I really am unsure of how it ends. I mean, they were up, what, like 16, 20 points or something like that? They gave up like a crazy lead. It looked like they were about to run away with it. I'm not so sure that wouldn't have been a better Super Bowl with Detroit and Kansas City. It's up for debate. I take Jared Goff over Purdy right now. Sorry, as good as he's played, I take Jared Goff as the quarterback.
Would you take Goff over Dak? Who would you take right now?
I don't know. I mean, I'd probably take Dak. Probably take Dak.
God, Goff's been to a Super Bowl. He's taken his teams further.
He has.
And I'll ask you this, is who's had more around them?
Dak.
Easily Dak.
Yeah, it's Dak. Yeah. But is it beyond Dak? Is it the coaching? Is it the culture? I mean, to me, McVay had culture. He had culture in here in L.A. Dan Campbell, he has culture in Detroit. And these guys play for their coaches in both scenarios.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the case in Dallas. I feel like there's more to why Dallas fails. And I don't feel compelled to drop that at Dak's feet. Dak has played well as a quarterback. I think that this team as a whole has grossly underachieved versus it being at the feet of him.
And that's fair. That's fair. I think the interesting thing is they came in the same year together. And Goff was the number one overall pick. Dak was what?
Fourth round
pick?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you look at the difference between the two and how they're evaluated based on their talent, because that's what it's telling you. Like, one of them displayed a more NFL-ready ability to throw the football coming out of college, and maybe just overall, you know, skill of being able to throw the football better than the other. That's what that's really telling you. And we get to a point where you're like, you're now comparing the two between it, and it's like, well, you could make the case Jared Goff is taking his teams further with less talent around him. So wouldn't that kind of warrant you to be like, yeah, you'd probably take Jared Goff in that instance. He's got a little more upside.
Yes. Yes. The simple and quick answer would be yes.
And he's been in more unstable situations than Dak is. Dak's had a pretty consistent run in Dallas.
Without a doubt.
But when Jared Goff
stable as in what?
Well, Jared Goff gets to L.A. And Jeff Fisher gets fired.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, Fisher got fired. They just moved. I mean, they're basically working out of, like, an, I don't want to say RV park, but, like, transitional housing for the first year just to be there.
What are you trying to say about Thousand Oaks, where they were, you know?
No, Thousand Oaks is beautiful, but it was, like, temporary, you know, constructed, you know, housing, stuff like that.
Oh, it was a disaster. Right? Yeah, it was a total disaster. They were nowhere close to having anything ready to be able to hold an NFL team. And the stadium was a joke. And, you know, so Jeff Fisher was there the first year, did not go well. And then, look, I know we can sit here and say, well, he went to a Super Bowl. People forget, in a playoff game, they chose to start John Walford on the road with Jared Goff suited up and ready to go. And he came in, and he wasn't 100% and won that game for him, and actually played pretty well in his final game against Green Bay in that playoff game that Aaron Donald got hurt in when they went on the road. And that's why he was upset about how things ended, because Sean McVay and him had a back and forth, and McVay's even said, I could have handled that better afterwards. So he gets sent to Detroit as sort of like a cast off. We'll pay you, just take this contract and take this guy. I would go with Goff just from the standpoint that he's had to deal with real adversity and had to deal with that throughout the course of his career.
Dak's had it pretty steady, man. It's been pretty steady in Dallas, and his first year was great, but Goff's overcome a lot.
Being a cowboy is adversity.
Ooh. Shots fired.
You're dealing with adversity being a cowboy.
From a giant and a, well, former... Named well, formally being, not to be named commando.
Being that, yeah, being a former Redskin.
Oh, jeez. My goodness.
This is what I was. I mean, you should be as appalled at about the organization and the ownership and how they handle things as we are about the name, you know. That's adversity. Yeah. Being that back then, that was adversity. And it could have been considered to be, well, it wasn't stable. But it could have been considered to be stable in some regards. I don't know. But I think being a Dallas Cowboy at this point, it is an adverse situation being that. You know, the amount of pressure that's put on them based upon what Jerry Jones does. You know what I was thinking the other day? Why doesn't Jerry Jones just take over as the coach? Why doesn't he, like, to me, why not just be the coach? You know, and let Steve be the GM. And then now you can be like Belichick, like you have control over, as Parcells would say, over the groceries and what it is that you're going to cook. And you lead the team as the coach. And to me, like, that's the final frontier. If you can lead this team as the head coach, your son as the GM, and you guys win Super Bowls, then you get to walk off into the sunset, literally into the sunset, as the winner that you're trying to be. But if it doesn't work, take a step back, and whoever it is that you hire, like, you guys remove yourselves from being GMs and anything that is dictating what's going on with the organization, and hire competent people to fix the culture. Because that regardless of what anybody wants to say, as popular as they are, it's a broken culture that's in Dallas right now.
Jeez.
Dang.
So I feel like that's a hard, you know, road to hoe if you're a player on a broken culture team.
Damn.
To try to win.
Dang.
Broken hoe? Call him a broken hoe.
Broken hoe.
Yeah.
We don't love them hoes.
No, nobody wants a broken hoe. That is for certain.
Idiot.
Ain't too much you could do with the ground, with the soil, you know, when you have a broken hoe.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on December. Fox Sports Radio. I almost slipped up there. We are going to get
broken
in.
Hoe.
We're going to again take a closer look at the NFL draft because we got some over unders. Yeah, of course.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Some duct tape.
Yeah. Church.
Yeah, I guess it's from eating all that cornbread.
It is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Now, coming up next here, we are going to take a closer look at the draft, but we're going to be degenerates about it. We've got some over-unders, money-making opportunities for the NFL draft coming up later on tonight, and it's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
Time to put your money where your mouth is.
I have been losing.
You know you're a lying, low-life gambling degenerate.
It's over under.
And away we go. Come get this smoke in the first round. 10-0.
Is that what you think you're going to go?
Hell yes. That's what I usually do.
Okay, you don't. It's usually 0-10.
What do we
you
got,
get closer
Lee?
To 0-10 than 10-0. That's well, not an exaggeration, is it, Lee?
No, That's definitely more so the case. Absolutely.
Stop bringing up old stuff. Let's go, Lee. I'm ready to
Let's
rock.
Go, Lee.
It's a new
Come
draft.
On,
it's a new draft. Yeah, well, guys, all these odds are, you can find all these on our friend's site at DraftKings. But let's start off with this one. Draft day trades over under 6.5.
Draft under. Day.
Round, like round one. Day? Round one, yes.
Under.
I think under, but it might be close, man. I think there might be six.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the over on this.
I like it.
I like it, LeVar. Hey, let's kind of middle Jonas just to make sure that he doesn't win.
Yeah, I got your middle right here. I'm ready to go.
Oh,
Lee,
wow.
Let's rock.
That might allude to this next one. JJ McCarthy draft position, 5.5.
Over.
Over.
So he's going to go beyond 5 is what you're
saying?
Yeah,
6 or later.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over.
All right, guys, how about this? Michael Penix Jr. is at 32.5.
Under.
Under.
Oof. Oof. I'm going to take the over.
Like, by the way, are you surprised? 32.5 feels really high. Like, I can't imagine he gets past the teens. Like, if J.J. McCarthy's gone, say at six, and Michael Penix Jr. is the next guy on the board, I mean, Denver's going to be sitting there. If Minnesota hasn't been able to pull off a move to get up to for J.J. McCarthy, the Raiders will be there. Like, 32 and a half.
You have to look at it this way. If he makes it past some of those teams.
Oh, yeah, over.
Yeah, there have to be someone to trade up to take him at that point. So all the draft, you know, quarterback needy teams are at the top of the draft. The ones in the middle, you know, they – you can make the case, obviously, of, you know, Denver, Las Vegas, Minnesota. But, you know, Minnesota would have taken him with their, even their second first-round pick if they don't take him with their first. So it's kind of like a, once you get past a certain point, like there's no teams that need a quarterback, so they would take a trade up.
That's right. Fun fact, Bo Nix is also at 32.5. But if you did take the under on either of those, you're probably going to take the over on this. Total number of quarterbacks in the first round on DraftKings is at 4.5.
Over.
Over. I think five go.
I think it's going to be five.
I mean, I haven't lost one yet.
But Penix could fall to the second. I think he could fall to the second.
I don't think he's going to fall, but that's just me. You know, Bo Nix might. But
I'm going to take the... I'm going to take the over.
All right. Guys, draftees that cry on stage today, 1.5.
Like the players?
Yes.
Over.
Oh, under. They'll be too happy.
Well, Caleb Williams might cry twice.
Over.
So,
over.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
No, I'm going to say under on this.
I'm going to take the under. Listen, this is emotional, man. These are dreams coming true. All right. Not everybody's so cold. Some people have a heart.
Are you taking the over?
Hell yeah, I'm taking the over.
All right, let's move on. Come on, Lee. What else we got?
Guys, Brock Bowers draft position's at 12.5.
Bowers or Powers?
It's Bowers.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't know. Brock Bowers.
It's a Bowers position. Position.
Leave the Dave Chappelle jokes alone. I will take the under, Lee.
Well, that's a different. That starts with a W instead of a B. But I hear you.
Brock Bowers. I'll take the under, Lee.
Brock Bowers.
Oh, man. What is it again? What's the question?
12.5 for Brock Bowers.
12.5. I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the under then. Middling Jonas here.
Let's middle him.
Fellas, running back selected in the first round is at a half.
Under.
I'm gonna take the.
There's no running backs taken.
Yeah. So under means none in the first round.
Correct.
And by the way, I think the money on the over is at like +800.
Oh, Jonas, take it. Do it.
Do it.
No, Lee, I'm going to take the under. I don't think a running back goes in the first round.
Lame. Well, guys, offensive players drafted in the first round is the highest we've seen. 21.5.
Over. It's a new era of football. Over. A lot of people would say defense doesn't even matter anymore. I'll say the over.
That's dang. A lot.
Dang.
21.5?
Mm-hmm.
LeVar, where are you going?
I'm going to take the under.
All right. I'll take the over. That way one of us has a chance against Jonas.
There you go.
I don't know why. I mean, it's not like Jonas is good at picking this stuff. So.
You know that I haven't lost one yet. That's the problem.
That's not true.
This is fear. Like, Brady's hedging his bets, no pun intended, because he knows, damn, he's on a heater right now. And you know when I go on heaters, watch out.
Yeah, you might crap your pants. What do we got, Lee?
Ew.
How about the SEC, guys? SEC players drafted in the first round, 9.5.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I will take the under.
Under on 9.5. Ooh.
I'm going to take the under.
I will take the... Does this include, though, Texas and Oklahoma?
I was just going to ask that. No. All right, thank you. Under.
So they're not included, okay. Because they got a couple guys that could add to that mix.
But you know somebody...
Is like noted that they're not included?
Well, when I look at... they have, you know, the Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. So the fact that they have 7.5 for the Pac-12... yeah, I think it's
yeah, but it's got to be clearly indicated in, like, the bet. It'll say... contingent on if Texas or Oklahoma is in it. But you know, if there's a loophole in this, somebody's going to lose and complain about it. Yeah. And they're going to bitch and moan on Twitter.
I will say under. I'll say under.
Last one, fellas. Dogs that we see in the first round of the draft. 2.5.
God.
And commercials?
No, at residences of the draftees.
Oh, God, man.
What?
Over.
What? I'm going to take the under.
You can find it. You can find it out there.
Would you take under, LeVar?
Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
I mean, so they just have to be in the room with, like, a crowded room of people?
Correctamundo. Yeah.
I'm so sick of people's dogs.
I think I'm taking under. I don't think there's going to be any dogs in the picture. Unfortunately, the dogs are probably the last thought.
I think there's going to be at least one.
Everyone's going to be like, we rich, bitch! who let the dog out of the back? Oh, man.
I think there's at least one drafty with two dogs.
What?
There's going to be at least one family room that has, like, two dogs running around.
I don't doubt that there's going to be players with families that have multiple dogs. It's the fact that there's going to be so many people that are on camera instead of the dogs. Like, I don't think that the dog's going to be fighting for camera time.
No, and everyone gets excited and yelling and jumping up and down, so does the dog.
Yeah. And by the way, somebody's going to put their draft hat on the dog and do some cheesy cornball picture to try and go viral. I'm tired of people's dogs. If it's not Mr. Sticks, it doesn't count. It's your damn dog.
Oh, how is Mr. Sticks, Var?
He's getting big. He's getting really big.
Is he potty trained? He's all good?
Yeah, he's pretty close. He's had a couple accidents, but nothing major. But he's doing really well. Doing really well. Cool dog. You guys, you meet him, you'll really like
pretty
him.
Pretty dog.
Man. Yeah, he's pretty good looking.
He's a good looking dog.
Good looking dog.
I'm going to take the under. I love dogs, but I just feel like, again.
I'm pet that dog.
Funny enough, there's a prop out there for cats as well that's at a half.
Oh, God. Cats are the worst.
Jonas would take the over.
Taking the under on that one, too.
No, man. I think cats are starting to get phased out because people realize, like,
one big cat, that's what you
they're just an a-hole. Like, I don't want to deal with an a-hole who I feed and try and butter up to every single day only to get clawed at. So it's like, I think there's probably cats are on the decline, to be honest with you. Slowly getting phased out. They'll be the dodo bird. Gone.
Dodo bird.
More coyotes, less cats. That's how this works. All right, so there it is. That'll be 10-0 for me. So, Lee, you don't even have to keep count of this.
Can we have a separate bet on Jonas not going 10-0?
We could do an over-under on how many Jonas gets right at...
why don't we just do no? He claims he's going 10-0. I want odds. I'm taking the under.
I'm taking
you don't get
the
10
under.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking the under.
Bunch of haters, man.
What?
By the way, if I lose because
I'll give you 4-1 odds.
Let me tell you something. If I lose because of the damn dogs, I'm out on Mr. Sticks too.
Oh,
out.
Wow. No, you
out.
Didn't.
Yeah. If I'm 9-0 and I lose that one and it's on the dog prop, I'm out on Mr. Sticks.
Whatever.
Sorry. Wow. Decisions have to be made here. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. With you. Coming up next here, though, from the TireRack.com studios, somebody has an ideal situation, one of the top prospects in the NFL draft, an ideal situation for them later on tonight. We'll tell you what that is right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in a little over 10 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, it's the story and the update on the story that you didn't realize you actually needed until yesterday. Apparently it was necessary in the world of football. We'll get into that for you again coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to the hopes and wants of one top prospect in the NFL draft, a reminder that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod, search Two Pros, wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Two Pros, wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air. So Jaden Daniels, he's the guy that a lot of people look at and go, well, he'll be the number two pick of the Washington Commandos. Reportedly was not happy, or his agent was not happy, that they took those guys to Topgolf when they brought him in for their visits last week in Washington. He was at the Pay Football event with Special Olympic athletes discussing the Topgolf experience and his time there with Washington.
It'll be fun. Be able to go there and just be blessed to really just fulfill my childhood dream, whoever that is, whatever team that is. So, you know, I'm happy.
How about the whole idea of the group visit? Some guys said they really, really liked it. Did you get a lot out of it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just have fun. It was the only visit I went to that wasn't really, you know, where you have to remember a play or, you know, try to remember an instar or something like that. So it was dope, and especially be with guys that I kind of knew throughout the process and before that. So it was fun.
Now, Diana Rossini of The Athletic, she reported that league sources have indicated that Jaden Daniels' dream world, quote unquote, would have him reunited with Antonio Pierce in Vegas or with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota. So none of those is Washington. They're the heavy favorite to draft him number two. But if he had his choice or his choosing, it would be the Raiders and the Vikings. Not that that matters, because it feels like Washington's going to make the pick anyways. So
does that lead you guys to think he's like trying to maneuver his way to one of those two spots?
There's just a lot of noise for this to just be all smoke. Like, don't worry about it. It's all just draft rumor. Like, I buy the fact that he would prefer to go elsewhere, but maybe he's just got to get used to the fact that it's not really his choice. He's going to go to Washington.
That's a pretty I mean, I guess maybe ignorance is bliss, and maybe guys are more aware these days than what they ever have been. I just don't recall ever wanting to, like, I'm dictating what my draft number or what my, you know, where I want to go in terms of, like, sure, I wanted to go to the Steelers, right? If I could have got drafted to the Steelers, I would have loved to go on to the Steelers. But the Steelers were drafting at number 8. And in my mind, I'm like, I have the opportunity to go, you know, top 5 in the draft. My draft grade was strong. I was the highest rated player on some people's, you know, publications or draft boards. I think the official, whatever it was, had me the number one prospect. I never saw myself sitting there saying, okay, I did not like Cleveland, but damn, I did not go into it. I didn't. I mean, for multitude of reasons. I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh.
Sorry, Brady.
But here's the thing. I did not go into the situation feeling as though I'm going to try to get out of going to Cleveland at number 1. Like, okay, Washington had number 2. I'm not trying to get out of going number 2 or number 3 to Washington. So I don't know, like, to hear somebody say, is he trying to leverage himself to a different team, this, that, and the other, that's wild to me. I guess I just didn't get it because I wanted to go as high as possible in the draft.
I mean, he wants to go be with AP.
Yeah. AP or, you know, KOC.
Which, what is it? I've heard that. J.J. McCarthy is – so J.J. McCarthy had some comments that he would run through a wall or something like that for Kevin O'Connell. What is it about O'Connell that people like so much, that these draft prospects have been such fans? Or is it just Justin Jefferson and they're using him as, you know, kind of the gateway to that? Because that's two guys now, two prospects who have really loved their time with Kevin O'Connell or –
I don't know. We got like 15 seconds to talk about it. Not sure we're going to have enough time.
Let me see if we can figure it out. Like, what about now? Do you think there's enough time now?
I don't know him, so I don't know.
Either way, he's going to be rich, bitch!
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.